This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Maybe you've seen one of those new ads for The Gap with someone who looks a lot like the late George Harrison. Yeah, well, it turns out that's Harrison's son, Danny, and he's part of the clothing retailer's new Back to Blue advertising campaign. Gap has returned to TV after a four-year hiatus. Marketplace's Sarah Gardner explains why.
The Gap's been around since 1969, so you can imagine it's gone through an identity crisis or two. Its first store sold Levi's and vinyl records. Since then, it's been everything from preppy cotton sweaters to tangerine-colored jeans. And their TV ads, everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to LL Cool J.
I know you like your outfit stylist. Any other line but The Gap is childish. Everybody working there is a personal stylist.
Now The Gap is using the not very famous children of very famous boomers, like Billy Joel, singing their dad's songs.
When I saw the commercials, it made me feel quite old.
That's Wendy Liebman. She's CEO of WSL Strategic Retail. She says The Gap's making a turnaround partly because of some bare knuckles cost-cutting and clothes that are less boring, like fitness apparel. Because, frankly, anybody can sell jeans these days.
You know, Cheap and Cheerful, which is H&M, Forever 21, Uniqlo, Joe Fresh. You've got the big box Targets and Walmarts of this world.
Not to mention Levi's, whose new TV campaign kicks The Gap's butt. At least Liebman thinks so. But Kevin Koop at MorningNewsBeat.com says he'll take Billy Joel and George Harrison's kids anytime.
Because they're going to appeal not just necessarily to kids, but quite frankly, they're also going to appeal to the parents who often are buying those kids' clothes.
And in this economy, some of those kids could be somebody as old as Danny Harrison. He's 35.
I love you more than ever, girl, I do.
I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.